your reaction to tonight's game here at Shamrock Park, David?
Bitterly disappointed. Bitterly disappointed, not only in my team, the performance and the goals we conceded, but disappointed to lose. So we were on a good run. The questions will start again. What's happening with this Linfield team? Are we strong enough to go and win away at Portadown? Strong enough to win away at Coleraine? That's a question that I'm going to be asking my players next week at Coleraine.
Disappointing, you know, as you say, long run without a defeat. And we lost down here a few months ago, and here it's the same sort of game. You know, we lose a goal, and then we batter them, and then they break away and get another goal.
I told the players at the end of the game, I said, you know, or I asked them, did anything surprise you about the game down here tonight? Didn't surprise me. So it's hugely disappointed we lost the game down here again. But so some of the decisions in a game with the referee, the linesman, you know, Arnold Hunt is supposed to be one of the best referees in the league. And for me, and I spoke to him after and had a few choice words, but you know, the linesman gives a corner. And openly admitted he gave a corner, and then Arnold felt after consulting his linesman that he thought it was a penalty. So it's hard to know who's you know, why is the referees mic'd up? Why is the fourth official mic'd up? I don't get it. I honestly don't.
And big decisions cost big points in games like this,
don't they? They do, and they're frustrating. And I spoke to Arnold there after the game again, and in kind of way, when I'd calmed down, spoken to him, and you know, the words are, he says, if I've made a mistake, it was an honest mistake. But no, I can't go back into my players and say, don't worry, lads, you know, he might have made an honest mistake, you know, never worry about it.
We really went for it at the end. How many strikers did we have on at the end
there? Yeah, we had them all on. We needed to. 50 minutes to go, we chasing the game, as we were down here last time. A couple of times that, you know, they were breaking on us, but so you might as well have a go. And thought towards the end, if we had been a bit more clinical, we had enough chances. It's something that we talked about in the gate in the dressing room there. We had chances at the right time, we didn't take them. To get ourselves back in when it was 1-0, when it was 0-0. Half chances, and you know, you don't take them.
Just wouldn't drop for us, wouldn't it? I mean, the ball was in the box, and you know, just wasn't falling right for us, wouldn't it?
And that's what I expect, the anticipation. I expect my players to anticipate where it's going to bounce. Hopefully it's going to bounce. It's going to, the goalkeeper might drop one. Somebody might miss kick it. So we didn't do enough of that tonight.
The secret is now to go on another winning run, isn't it?
Yeah, we need to pick ourselves up. I'm say bitterly, you know, burning with anger, to be honest, with the result tonight. But say I move on. I've told the players we need to move on. We need to regroup, go again to Coleraine next week.
And Coleraine will not be easy. It's always tough up there.
Yeah, tough game. I believe they won again tonight, so they'll be in good form. They'll be again gunning for our scalp, as every club is. And say Portadown have been on a poor run for whatever reason in the league, but you know, that's 6 points they've taken off us.
In the scheme of things, you know, the target is, you know, as it was before tonight, it's just to keep winning every game, isn't it? You know,
yep.
We're not looking at, you know, the final league table at the minute. It's just win as many games as we can from here on in, isn't it?
Well, that's it. The target was always that. The target's that as soon as I come in. So it remains a target, and we've 5 or 6 league games now left before the split. And hopefully we can still be, you know, chasing come the split.
Some crowd here tonight, wasn't it?
Massive. Again, the Linfield fans, huge credit to them. And towards the end, I think they've seen that the players had a wee bit of a go at the end, so I'm bitterly disappointed. Even I feel sick even applauding them for the you know, their effort from the supporters tonight. You know, they deserved a wee bit more, and we didn't deliver.
But the players gave it their all for you in the end. You must be pleased with the pride you saw there in the shirt, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, there was a wee bit of bite, and it's all you can ask for, and the fans, as I said, lots of times we'll forgive anything if they say a little bit of passion, a little bit of desire. We got a wee bit of that tonight to give the players a wee bit of credit, but not enough ruthlessness to go on there, get a result out of the match.
Hard luck tonight, and let's go again next Saturday.
Cheers, Alan.